This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, an animal welfare officer is calling for stricter laws for smuggling exotic animals after a python was found in a local store. The Barbados Agricultural Society calling for greater investment in the agricultural sector. Tributes continue to flow following the passing of police PRO Inspector Rodney Innes. A public transport group calls for a crackdown on illegal C-plate operators. And the Trinidad and Tobago Police Commissioner has been fired. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. An animal welfare official is concerned about the smuggling of exotic animals into the island and is calling for legislation to tackle the issue. This follows an incident last week where a large snake, believed to be a python, was found in a store. The store owner says their cat had gone missing, and while searching for it, they stumbled across the snake. The reptile has been collected by a local animal sanctuary. Animal Welfare Coordinator at the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Wayne Norville, says many people who keep exotic pets lack the proper facilities to house them, posing a potential threat to public safety.
They don't have the adequate place to keep them. Snakes are escape artists, and people who have snakes should know that. The size of that snake that I saw, it's a relatively big snake. And my concern was how long it had escaped from the owner and it not being reported. No learning to hunt means the snake itself could make mistakes. A baby in a cradle in a fetal position looks very much like a young goat, a young sheep. So people have to be more careful. And now, I think it's only zoos that are allowed to keep these animals in Barbados. There's no exception for the individual human being. Although we know that there are quite a few in Barbados, people in Barbados who have these animals.
Mr. Norville is urging lawmakers to introduce penalties, including fines and imprisonment for individuals caught smuggling exotic animals.
It is a concern, and I don't know exactly how we're going to deal with it because these animals don't get to Barbados by swimming across the ocean. They are brought here. They are paid for by people who want to keep them as pets. They come from South America, they come from Trinidad, they come from other islands, and it's easy to bring them in because all they need is somebody to transport them. So I think we still need to have some legislation that people who have these animals or who were paid to smuggle these animals, that they could be fined or in prison or both. You see, we are now suffering from invasive species. We don't have them here, but people are bringing them here. And our indigenous animals are suffering because people's pets are attacked with large nets that might escape from someone.
Animal Welfare Coordinator for the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Wayne Norville. The Barbados Agricultural Society is urging authorities to increase investment in the agricultural sector. Chief Executive Officer with the BAS, James Paul, says several challenges have contributed to the decline in agricultural production, as highlighted in the central bank's recent economic review. He notes that the heightened focus on agriculture seen during the COVID-19 pandemic has unfortunately reduced.
When we look at the performance of the sector, it was disappointing. There were issues in the industry, which, of course, did not assist in terms of trying to improve overall production, poultry. Also, in respect of the weather, there are some challenges in relation to the production of some fruits and vegetables. We cannot continue to rely on first world technology alone in terms of solving the problems in the sector. We seem to have gone past the whole COVID enthusiasm for the resuscitation of the agricultural sector. And we seem to think as if we are past the worst. So somehow, again, the world has a responsibility for feeling us as full priority. Seems to have gone back down on the totem pole. And that in itself is unfortunate.
Mr. Paul also expressed concern about agricultural land being repurposed for other developments.
One of the disappointing things I'm noting is that there is still the threat of agricultural land being taken out to production. I know, for instance, there was a comment recently that there's a whole set of land that may be taken out of production for housing and some use. That is unfortunate. And I really think that with our best agricultural lands, we need to keep those in production because that, in a sense, we have to stimulate agriculture investment. And housing in itself is exhausted. On the other hand, agriculture offers us the real hope to actually earn the type of levels of foreign exchange for our country and also to provide the type of employment opportunities that we want to see for Barbados.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The media fraternity in Barbados is mourning the passing of Communications and Public Relations Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes. Mr. Innes passed away Saturday evening after a brief illness. President of the Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers, Ryan Broom, says Inspector Innes was widely respected for his professionalism and dedication to open communication between the police and the media.
Inspector Innes, who over the years has proven to be both an officer and a gentleman in his frequent interactions with media workers. Whether it was engaging with members of the media at a crime or accident scene, or engaging them personally or via the phone, Inspector Innes was always personable and a consummate professional. Even when media and police have not always agreed on an issue, Inspector Innes was one who was steadfastly committed to dialogue and mutual respect. He has long been a stickler, not only for getting important information out to the media and the public in a timely manner, but also ensuring that any such information was accurate. News of his sudden passing has already started to significantly impact members of the media who have been sharing fond memories of their interactions, having forged lasting friendships over his many years of service. We also take this opportunity to extend our condolences to Inspector Innes's immediate family and friends.
President of the Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers, Ryan Broom. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is raising concerns about the growing number of illegal operators on the island's roads. Chairman Roy Raphael says an increasing number of people are using their C-plate vehicles for hire, which is against the law. He's calling on authorities to act swiftly to address the issue, warning that illegal transport operators are not only breaking the law, but also putting the public at risk.
We have seen an increase, not only in pirating, but also the area where people use their C-plate to hire and for other gain, but it's against the law. It is written within the Transport Authority regulation, and those persons who are caught will be a fine of $5,000. The C-plate is a commercial vehicle to allow you to do commercial activities and not operate as an illegal taxi, hire care, or ZR. So we in the association have a concern. It's creating some issues for us, especially on the ABC Highway. I just want the ministry to really look into it. We will have written to the ministry asking them to review or to look at the whole question of the color plates for the C plate. So we're encouraging those persons who want to take part in the legal public service vehicle operation to apply to the Transport Authority for a permit.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. And Trinidad and Tobago's first female commissioner of police, Erla Harewood Christopher, has been fired. The day after she was arrested, the Police Service Commission, PSC, dismissed Commissioner of Police Erla Harewood Christopher and wrote to President Christine Kangalu to appoint Deputy Commissioner of Police Junior Benjamin as her replacement. In a letter to President Kangalu, which she received on January 31st, the PSC said that it had directed Mrs. Harewood Christopher to, quote, cease to report to duty and cease to discharge the duties of Commissioner of Police, end quote. At the time, Mrs. Harewood Christopher was arrested and detained at the St. Clair Police Station for questioning over the granting of an import license to secure military-grade equipment for the Security Services Agency. And finally, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urges consumers to buy Canadian goods as U.S. President Donald Trump defends the imposition of tariffs, saying any pain will be worth the price. Canada and Mexico are set to bring in retaliatory tariffs after the U.S. imposes 25% import taxes on goods from the two countries, as well as a 10% tax on China. China says it will implement corresponding countermeasures and plans to file a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization. The tariffs, which Trump says are in response to concerns around illegal immigration and drug trafficking, will come into effect from midnight tomorrow. Recapping the headlines. An animal welfare official is calling for stricter laws for smuggling exotic animals after a python was found in a local store. The Barbados Agricultural Society calling for greater investment in the agriculture sector. Tributes continue to flow following the passing of police PRO Inspector Rodney Innes. A public transport group calls for a crackdown on illegal C-plate operators. And Trinidad and Tobago's police commissioner has been fired. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.